All right, how are ya? Welcome to Your Life Could Be Worse, the place you can go to make yourself feel better about your life. Hey everybody, what's going on? Today's episode is I move in with my crazy dad and my ex starts hacking my life. What's up everybody? So in the last episode I told you a little bit about how my dad asked me to come move with him. So, I mean, I didn't want to move in with my dad. I just went there to tell him what was going on. I lived there for about a month or two, and I wanted to hear how crazy my mom was. You know, told him about the restraining order she took out on me when my ex cheated on me. All kinds of crazy shit that happened to me, I told him, you know. But, you know, a little bit about my dad. He didn't really give a fuck. He just wanted to supposedly help me. I mean, his background is he's a Hell's Angel. He's in his 80s and he still does coke and whatever other drugs he can get his hands on. I mean, he had wild parties all the time. I mean, chicks running around with no shirts, fucking fights, drugs, sex, you name it. I saw all kinds of shit growing up from this guy. I mean, my mom was basically a mistress. My dad was married when my mom met him. He worked at a carnival, of all places, a local park that I won't mention. But my mom met him, and my dad was like 31. My mom was 21, and my dad lied and said that he was 21 or 22 or whatever he said. Because like me, I look a lot younger than I am. And he, in his 30s, he looked like he was a teenager. You know, the land that he lived on was basically handed down from my grandparents. My grandparents left it to him, and that land was supposed to go to me, my sister, and my two brothers. But when my sister got married, she basically got that land and built a house on it, and, you know, no big deal. My sister had an in-law there, so that's where my dad lived. So I basically lived with my dad and my sister, but in a totally different place. My dad was really cool at first. You know, I smoked weed with him. He told me how apologetic he was and how he wasn't in my life and he felt really bad. And, you know, he even wanted to go to court with me to fight the restraining order. Like, he made it seem like he really wanted to be in my life. But he didn't really. I mean, after a few weeks, I noticed all his dealers are coming over. He started isolating himself in his bedroom, never even talking to me, just high as a kite, come out, make a bunch of food, go back in his room and eat his food in the room, and then come back out like I was an enemy all of a sudden. I didn't do anything wrong to the guy, yeah, he showed me his true colors. You know, he even said that I should give up on my daughter. You know, she's a loss, call it a loss. And I flipped out, and that's when I realized I needed to move out of there. One day I came home from work and I had to send a company email, and my dad's behind me and he says, "Hey, can you give me a ride?" And I was like, "Yeah, just let me finish this email." And he flipped out. He fucking snapped. He's like, "Now I have to fucking wait all this shit that I do for you. You have no respect for what I've done to you." You know, he went off on a spiel, but he fucking snapped. He comes out with a fucking gun and holds it to my head and tells me that he needs it, that I need to give him a ride right now because his dealer's waiting for him to bring him money. And I didn't know what to do, so yeah, I put that email off to the side and I gave this motherfucker a ride. And I ended up just, you know, ignoring the situation until I could get out. And which was, I think, like the next day or, you know, the next couple of days shit happened. And I packed my shit and left. You know, I wasn't getting along with my sister because my sister didn't believe me about what my ex did. And my ex was very manipulative to my family, lied to everybody. And which is pretty much why I'm making this podcast, because people need to hear the truth. But my sister ended up turning on me, my dad. You know, my ex, you know, we had a family plan with my phone, and you know, I trusted her enough. You know, we had three lines on the phone, you know, me, her, and my daughter, and I think my mom was even on the family plan, but she would call T-Mobile and have them shut off my phone, saying that my phone was stolen, and it sucked. Whenever they shut off my phone, I would have to get to a landline, because you can't do anything except make a 911 call. You can't even hook up to Wi-Fi. So I call them and explain to them, this happened like 10 times. She would wait for me to go to a job. She'd hack into my calendar because she had all the access at that house. All my computers were logged into my accounts. She could have accessed my calendar, my email, which she did, and you'll hear later on that it got a lot worse. At this point in time, she was only hacking my phone that I knew about, and I didn't care if she got into my email. Like, I had nothing to hide. I didn't think she was going to be destructive. You know, it's kind of sad that my ex cheated on me and then took it out on me because I told everybody the truth, and she lashed out big time. You know, she went on and on with the T-Mobile thing. It really pissed me off to the point where I got my own account. And then she would call T-Mobile and say that the phone that I moved from her account to my account was stolen because she had the MEI number, I believe it was called, and which is like the serial number of your phone. So T-Mobile would shut it off, and then I'd be locked out. I'd have to drive all the way from, you know, another city or two to go all the way back home and use a landline because you can't get payphones anymore, obviously. Yeah, she really fucked me over. And then I'd call my customer and say, hey, are you going to be around and whatnot? You know, what time? You know, just to rearrange my appointments because I'd be so off on my day because she would hack me on purpose whenever I was out, and it only happened when I was out on jobs. That's how I knew she was doing it on purpose. T-Mobile told me she was the one calling in saying the phone was stolen when it wasn't. It really pissed me off. But yeah, you're gonna hear a lot more about this because the story winds up, my ex basically ends up hacking me so bad that she turns around and calls the cops and says that I'm coming across the country to kill her when all I was doing was fighting a restraining order. And you'll hear that in the next couple of episodes, if not the next. I'm going to take it step by step so that you get all the juicy information bit by bit. All right, that's it for today, everybody. Come back tomorrow and hear the continuation of today's exciting episode. Just think, your life could be a lot worse. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.